Now, if you live in or have driven through Newtownards, Larne, Carrickfergus or Cookstown recently, you may have noticed a number of new flags and banners appearing on lampposts. The distinctive symbol of the Parachute Regiment is being displayed in some areas in support of Soldier F. The former para has been charged with the murders of James Ray and William McKinney, who were shot dead on Bloody Sunday in January 1972. Now, Parachute Regiment flags have also been spotted in parts of Belfast and Londonderry, where some relatives of the Bloody Sunday victims have described the flying of flags as a hate crime. 03030805555. With me, commentator Chris Donnelly. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Benny.
And the loyalist blogger, Jamie Bryson. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Chris, we'll start with you, your reaction to this.
Yeah, Jamie, I think, Benny, people in the society were well used to familiar methods of marking territory, flags, banners, buntings, murals, arches, and even curb painting, you know, at different times of the year around the marching season of festivals. Periods of remembrance, you know, flags will be particularly prominent in certain areas. But I think the decision by some loyalists to start this flying of the Parachute Regiment flag really can only be interpreted as a calculatedly cruel decision to hurt victims of the Parachute Regiment and escalate tensions in the community. Now, you mentioned Cookstown there. Cookstown and also new buildings. Some of the Parachute Regiment flags that have been erected in the town centre of Cookstown explicitly include, along with the regiment emblem, the words Londonderry 1972, no surrender. Now, there is no other possible way of interpreting that written message than as glorifying in the murder of 14 innocent civilians in Derry on Bloody Sunday. That's a hate crime, and it needs called out as such. And I get that people in this society will identify with the British Army, others will identify with loyalists, others will identify with Republicans, and at different times of the year, you know, for British Army and loyalists around November, it's a certain period of remembrance. For Republicans around Easter, yes, we might see certain flags, we might see parades and commemorations, but that's particularly cruel. Why on earth would flags be put up in new buildings in January of the Parachute Regiment, other than to goad victims' families?
Okay.
Why would they include the words, you know, Derry 1972?
Let's get Jimmy's reaction to that. Chris has said they're victim goading.
Well, let me make a first point with the introduction. It's somewhat bizarre that Chris is introduced in neutral terms as a commentator, yet I am a loyalist blogger, which pigeonholes me and doesn't pigeonhole him. I think Chris Donnelly is a nationalist commentator who previously stood for Sinn Féin. So if we're going to identify me as a loyalist, then we should also identify Chris as a nationalist or Republican.
Okay.
Well,
you've identified him in neutral terms. Okay, you've done that.
And in relation to Chris's point, look, this is nonsense. The IRA killed over 400 nationalist Catholic civilians. Every time the Sinn Féin continue to glorify the IRA, every time you see a Sinn Féin poster, is that a cruel, calculated insult to those victims within the nationalist community? It's quite as simple as that.
Chris?
I don't think it is, Jamie, and I think you realise that. I mean, if there were flags going up which specifically reference the month and the venue and the year in which an atrocity, you know, conducted by Republicans happened, I think people would rightly be outraged and be calling it out as it is. One other thing of interest in this regard, Vinny, I'm Jamie, you know, the Parachute Regiment, of course, would have a particular reputation for their conduct with amongst nationalists and Republicans. And two of the most prominent legacy stories from the conflict that continue to make the headlines regularly a Bloody Sunday in Ballymurphy involved mass killings by Paris. But interestingly, you know, the Parachute Regiment were involved in a number of killings of loyalists. And, you know, on the Shankill Road in 1972, there were four different local Protestants killed by the Parachute Regiment. Robert Johnson, Richie McKinney, both were innocent civilians, and two others, two members of the UDA in different controversial circumstances, John Black and John Todd. And if you don't mind, if I could read you a quote, this is actually a quote that was said by the UDA about the Parachute Regiment at that time. It said, "Never has Ulster witnessed such licensed sadists and such blatant liars as the First Paras. These gone happy louts must be removed from the streets." And I think it's quite ironic, you know, that we don't see, I haven't been to the Shankill Road to see, but perhaps it's something that's sensitive to that area, and perhaps they haven't been flying the Parachute Regiment flag because they are aware of the history of contentious killings of that particular British Army regiment amongst the Protestant community in that area.
Okay, let me bring Jimmy back in here. Jimmy, well, just in relation to your point in Sinn Féin, you know, people will argue that they are a legitimate political party, they are, and that they have a huge mandate of people that have voted for them. But let me put this to you. Former soldiers have said it's disrespectful to the regiment, this mishandling, they say, of regimental insignia.
Well, I'll deal with that first, and then I'll come back to Chris's point. There's many soldiers who do take that view, but there's also many soldiers who take a view that they appreciate the type of community support that they're getting into what many people within the unionist community feel is a witch hunt against our former members of the armed forces. Now, no view, it's not a binary choice. There's no right view or wrong view. Everybody can take a different view, and everybody's views can be respected. So far be it from me to come on here and try and criticise the viewpoint of former members of the armed forces who take the view that you've just articulated. That's a perfectly legitimate view, and it's no more right or wrong than soldiers who take the view that they do appreciate the flying of the flags. But look, Chris has gone round and round to houses trying to find different ways and different examples. The IRA kidnapped and killed Jean McConville, yet the nationalist community seem to have no issue continuing to support the glorification of the IRA. And I make that point about Sinn Féin because when Gerry Adams was arrested in relation to the murder of Jean McConville and IRA membership, hundreds and thousands of people within the nationalist community came out to support Gerry Adams. Where was the thought for the victims of the IRA within the Catholic and nationalist community at that point? So I think Chris's point is a nonsense. And further beyond that, I think there's a grave concern within sections of the unionist community at the imbalance within legacy, and I think the support for Soldier F, who I may say, is entitled to the presumption of innocence and has not been convicted of any crime.
Okay, well, let's remember as well that in that instance, Gerry Adams wasn't either. Do you know, Jimmy, who is erecting these flags?
Sorry, what?
Do you know who is putting these flags up?
No, I don't. No, and I noticed, Chris, that made the point that this was loyalists was putting this up. And when that is said, there's connotations with that, and what he's essentially saying is he's trying to make the allegation that this is some kind of orchestrated paramilitary campaign. And that's not the case, because...
So are you saying you can't... There's no... Surely there's a difference between being a loyalist and being a paramilitary?
Well, absolutely there is. And I'm one of the first to make these points, but what I'm saying is that is a connotation that Chris is clearly trying to create with that allegation earlier on in the show.
You're the one that's made that on air, though.
Yes, because I wanted to deal with Chris's point before he got the chance to make it. Are you telling me your next question wasn't going to be, is there paramilitary involvement erecting these flags? Were you going to ask me that question?
Well, do you want to answer it?
No, were you going to ask me that question?
Not necessarily, but you brought it up, you've posed the question yourself.
I imagine you would, and I've dealt with it before you've asked it. So in relation to
so
that...
So you're now interviewing yourself on air now, Jamie. Is that how it's working?
I'm answering the question before you asked it, because that is where you were going with it.
So you're answering a question I never actually asked you.
Well, you don't need to ask it. It's been answered. So there's many people across the unionist community who feel very strongly in relation to legacy, people who would not identify as loyalists, people who would be middle-class unionists, people who would be liberal unionists would take very strong views in relation to what is felt as the imbalance within legacy. So there'll be many people that will support people coming out in support of Soldier F and the Parachute Regiment and other sections of the British Army who many people feel are being persecuted by a one-sided legacy narrative in which the state forces are presented and demonised as bad, and the IRA and Republicans are presented as good as part of some reprogramming of society in Northern Ireland to create this bizarre harmonisation thesis in the United Ireland. So I think it could be any amount of people putting these flags up, and there will be many people across society who will support this action.
Chris Donnelly?
Yeah, I don't think a number of points. I think, first of all, it is important to stick to objective facts. I mean, earlier in the beginning, the PPS gave out the figures to show that with regard to the recommended prosecutions, that I think there had been 26 and 13 of those for the last few years have been of Republicans. I think it was 5 or 6 of British Army. So clearly there are more Republicans that have been recommended for prosecution. So there isn't really this legacy imbalance that Jamie's referenced. And secondly, there clearly is some degree of orchestration. These flags are appearing in Carrickfergus, Newtownards, Belfast, Cookstown and other places simultaneously. Somebody had to order these flags. Somebody had to arrange for them to be shipped, brought in, distributed and now erected. So I don't really...
You are speculating a bit. You don't know that for a fact.
Oh, of course. And of course, what I'm really just speculating is that how do these flags manage to get printed and then distributed and they're all appearing?
Okay.
I don't know. I would not...
Apparently you can buy them online, so you can go online and shop for them. But we'll leave it at that for now. Chris Donnelly, thank you. And Jamie Bryson, thank you as well.